Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Today we present a special broadcast with an exclusive interview with a victim of the Guatemala earthquake who came to the United States to appeal for aid for her people. U.S. News and World Report, in view of the devastating earthquake in Guatemala, asks the question, can scientists today accurately predict when and where an earthquake will strike in a vulnerable area? Predicting of earthquakes is extremely vital, says Frank Press at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, because of the large increase of population density in the earthquake-prone sections of the United States. For example, we're told that if an earthquake of the magnitude that hit Guatemala were to strike in the United States, it would result in 575,000 dead, nearly 1,865,000 injured, and 35 million homeless. Think of it. According to Dr. Jerry Eaton, a U.S. Geological Survey research expert, earthquake forecasting may be feasible in 10 years or less. We're on the threshold of spectacular breakthroughs, he noted. Incidentally, anyone who wants to send relief aid to these stricken people will find us forwarding food and financial help without compensation for our services. Working with food companies and evangelical relief agencies, we're in a position to offer help to relieve the distress of suffering peoples in this devastated land. Well, we'll return to our discussion. First, here's today's exclusive news interview.
This is Al Burke with an exclusive interview. Our guest today is B. Zapata, who has just returned from the earthquake-ravaged country of Guatemala. Well, tell me, Mrs. Zapata, what was your initial reaction to this devastating earthquake that rocked Guatemala?
I don't know how we got out of the house, but we thank the Lord that we're alive and well. Immediately, there were wailings going around in about 10 or 15 minutes, we started listening to our neighbors shouting for help and wailing because some neighbors lost their children in the quake. And my personal immediate reaction was to look up to the sky for help. And it was bright orange. I'll never forget the color. And I thought, surely the Lord is coming.
Well, what about the after effects of this giant quake, the countless tremors that followed?
As soon as the earth starts shaking, you run out and try to just be out where nothing will fall on you. People that are not Christians have run out of the street and cry and get hysterical. I must confess that we're afraid, but it's just the traumatic experience of actually fearing the earth shaking and not being able to sleep. But people do get hysterical very much.
I understand that you have quite a devastating figure in your own analysis of how many people died and how many people perhaps are homeless and injured. What sort of figures could you give us?
Yes, my husband is heading the Committee of Emergency Help, and the president of Guatemala told my husband he estimates there are 50,000 dead people and 1.5 million homeless.
Where are the people living now that you have all these homeless?
All the people are out in the streets. You cannot drive through the streets of Guatemala because every car is a dormitory, and they have made tents with small blankets and sheets or with paper, with newspapers. You can see people living under them and being covered by them.
My next question, is your husband then in charge of all the relief in Guatemala or just the food distribution?
No, the president has appointed 8 key men. My husband is in charge of all distribution and medical assistance and rebuilding of houses and school and churches for the Christian evangelical population. He heads up this committee. He has pastors and leaders helping him in the subcommittees. We lost our elementary school, but the high school is still standing, and we have converted that into a hospital. Then we have converted our chapel room into a warehouse where we're keeping all the food distribution. And then we have a transportation committee that takes out this food to the various villages that have been damaged and distributed among the churches.
Now I understand, well, by the time this interview is aired, you will be in Guatemala with your people. What thoughts or what exactly do you intend to relate to the people of Guatemala as concerns your trip to the United States?
I was really afraid to come. The world notes that American people are very helpful toward the needy. But there is a theory about American people that they don't cry, that their hearts are kind of hardened. But during these days, I have really had another view. I've seen my brothers and sisters cry with me. Like last night, a dear lady came and said, "Mrs. Zapata, my husband and I have given up a boat trip, and we have given the money to your country." There's absolutely no words that I can thank these people with. I mean, how can you thank something like that? These are things that you won't forget, and I know my people will appreciate them so very much. So I carry a message of love, of real, truly Christian love to you people. And I know, besides all the things that are said about the United States, I know God has his eyes on this nation.
Our guest today has been Mrs. B. Zapata, and this has been an exclusive interview reporting on the devastating effects of this most recent tragedy in Guatemala. This is Al Burke reporting.
We talked to Mr. Paul Sears, chairman of the board of U.S. Foods and Survival Products, who makes this special offer to any individual church or missionary organization to match dollar for dollar for all funds for food given for Guatemala.
Brother Ray, we have met with Mrs. Zapata and have given her approximately $3,000 worth of dehydrated foods. And for every dollar sent for food for the victims of Guatemala, we'll donate a dollar's worth of food. In other words, we match dollar for dollar.
Well, thank you, Mr. Paul Sears, food distributor assisting in the earthquake relief program in Guatemala. Well, one of the signs given by our Lord relating to his coming was earthquakes in various parts of the world. The question often arises, where will the next quake strike? What's in store for the future? What does the Bible say about earthquakes? Why do some see California as vulnerable in a series of quakes that could take a possible toll of 10 million lives? The worst recorded earthquake occurred in China some 400 years ago. 830,000 lost their lives. But according to Scripture, the worst quakes are still ahead. We have several references in Isaiah concerning the day of the Lord when we read of cataclysmic judgments that will befall the earth in the end time. This age, my friends, will abruptly come to its end with our earth the scene of severe tremors and violent shakings. For instance, in chapter 2, we read of men going into the clefts and caves of the rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Again, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13, we read, "Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger." In chapter 24 of Isaiah, we read of a time coming when the very foundations of the earth shall shake, when the earth shall be moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, we read. Turning to Jeremiah, "I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger." In the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, we read of a great earthquake in which the sun becomes as blood and the stars of heaven are seen falling upon the earth. Again, in chapter 16 of Revelation, we read of the battle of Armageddon. Appearing at approximately the same time will be a great earthquake, such as was not since there was man upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And as a result of the severity of this quake, we're told, every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Think of it. And so you see, my friends, the future is predicted. And among the judgments seen befalling the world will be these gigantic earthquakes. Some may recall the quake that hit California in 1906. It was a lovely April morning, April 18, when the sun awakened all of its glory. At approximately 5:15, the rumbling, crumbling sounds of a gigantic earthquake were heard. The shock lasted little more than a minute, but to Californians it seemed like an eternity. Jesse Cook, who later became police commissioner, describes the event. "It was as if the waves of the ocean were coming toward me and billowing as they came. The whole street was undulating," he recalls. "When the moments that followed, men and animals were crushed beneath falling rocks. Brick walls collapsed, towers on buildings toppled, chimneys fell, and steel rails, bridges, and pipelines were twisted like wet clay." William Bronson, in his book, The Earth Shook, The Sky Burned, notes, "Church bells clanged with a senseless fury, and hundreds of thousands thought it was Judgment Day. Those who could find their tongues prayed. It wouldn't be far from the truth to say that every soul in San Francisco who could walk, man, woman, and child, was on the street in the minute following the quake." Well, God has ways of warning of imminent danger. Before destroying Sodom, God sent his messenger who warned of impending doom. And similarly, every tremor of old Mother Earth is an indication of greater earth tremors to come, some so violent they will level mountains and their impact be felt worldwide. What should be our attitude? Shall we allow our minds to become possessed with fear at these awesome events seen coming upon the world? The scriptures do indicate, my friends, men's hearts will fail them for fear concerning those things coming upon the earth, for the very powers of heaven shall be shaken. But to the believer our Lord admonishes, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The world we know is destined to go through some awful judgments. The only hope of escape from all of these calamities is to be ready for our Lord's return. Indeed, he warns us, saying, "Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Well, do you know Christ today? Are you looking for his coming? Would you be ready were he to come yet today? For this is our hope, my friends, the blessed hope for all who are ready to meet the Lord when he comes. Right now, invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and life. And through believing his word, obeying its message, heeding its precepts, you can know the joy of being ready for our Lord's return. For remember, he hath said, "Be therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh."
Will you be ready to go?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.